Well, good evening. Welcome to our evening prayer on Sunday. It's lovely to have you with us. It's the Reverend Steve Morris here. So I'll be doing some readings and maybe a very short reflection and some time of silence. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the graces you have given us today. Thank you for inviting us to share in the sufferings of your Son and so to follow him to glory. By your Holy Spirit, give us strength and encouragement this evening, and let us love one another through Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 85. Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servants, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul. O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name for ever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave. Let's just take a moment's silence just to reflect on those words and to enjoy the company of God. The next reading is from 1 Corinthians 13:1-8. Though I command languages, both human and angelic, if I speak without love, I am no more than a gong booming or a cymbal clashing. And though I have the power of prophecy to penetrate all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all the faith necessary to move mountains, if I am without love, I am nothing. Though I should give away to the poor all that I possess, and even give up my body to be burned, if I am without love, it will do me no good whatever. Love is always patient and kind. Love is never jealous. Love is not boastful or conceited. It is never rude and never seeks its own advantage. It does not take offence or store up grievances. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but finds joy in the truth. It is always ready to make allowances, to trust, to hope, to endure whatever comes. Love never comes to an end. Was there anything ever so beautiful written? To me, it's better than anything that we read in Shakespeare. It's better than any other poet. It is the most extraordinary and wonderful piece of poetry. And it is true. Not only does it help us to know that in the end, of course, it's love that drives everything, but it also helps us to be grateful for the love that we receive. I always said to my children, never chase after money. Do a job that you love. Start with that. Start with doing something you love. Because if you love, your heart will be in it. And if your heart's in it, you will excel. In my own life, that happened. I had a reasonable job, actually. I was on the management trainee scheme for Lloyds Bank. I know. My blessed mum knew it was wrong. But it was, you know, it was money. It was a recession. But my heart just was not in it at all. And I realised after a few months it was a terrible mistake. And I left, I got a job in publishing, took a huge pay cut. But yeah, I've never ever regretted it because I followed my heart. And I just encourage you really, as we come out of this recession, maybe as you're wondering about what next, what now, I think God encourages us to follow our heart, to concentrate on the areas that we love, and not be too concerned about the things we're not good at, or the things we're never going to do. Love is always patient and kind, never jealous, not boastful, never rude, doesn't seek its own advantage. Friends, were there ever truer words spoken? I don't think so. So, let's continue, and we're going to pray. I think what we'll do is we'll choose one of the beautiful ancient prayers, and a traditional prayer, and we'll enjoy praying that. This is a prayer from Cardinal John Henry Newman, who was born in 1801, died in 1890. I think he's been made a saint, hasn't he? Anyway, here is his prayer. May Jesus support us all the day long, till the shades lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then in his mercy, may he give us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at last. And so we conclude. Father, you made us in your own image, and your Son accepted death for our salvation. Help us to keep watch in prayer at all times. May we be free from sin when we leave this world, and rejoice in your peace forever. Amen. Good night, friends.